This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-abortion stalwarts are complaining that as many as 35 abortion clinics in Texas may be forced to close. While the 20-week abortion ban was the major focus of that bill, it also introduces health and safety regulations on abortion clinics. The complaint by abortion advocates helps expose deficiencies which are also closing abortion clinics in other states which have introduced these kinds of protections. The latest such abortion business closure is in Fairfax, Virginia. Pro-abortion majority leader in the U.S. Senate, Harry Reid, says he is open to a vote on the late-term abortion ban the U.S. House approved that bans abortions after 20 weeks. It may be evidence that Democrats are feeling confident that their spin on the mess in Texas will turn voters more pro-abortion. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other news, Washington State's assisted suicide program is becoming more effective at killing, a 17% jump to 83 deaths last year. Critics say suicides among older people with money show them to be a prime target for easy abuse under the law. Nothing new here, but New York City is offering another distorted view of teen girls, this time by distributing morning-after pills in city high schools. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.